I'm so grateful to be here again to preach here today. Thank you, Pastor Allen, for inviting me again. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I didn't say anything that got me in trouble last time. As some of you may know, I work with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship as an area director.
其實你哋有部分知道咧，我係喺Daniel係喺呢個校園全體，就係做一個區域嘅主任。We
at InterVarsity have a dream of seeing revival spring up at every corner of every college campus in our nation.
係喺呢個校園全體嘅事工裏邊咧，我即係都嚟去期望到係喺呢個世界各地都喺唔同嘅校園裏邊都能夠係有呢個傳福音嘅工作。
Yeah, so in my last 12 years with InterVarsity, as my part, I've been learning to love our nation's community colleges. Whether that has been in San Diego or here in the Bay Area,
and
recently, one and a half years ago, I moved down to Salinas, California. To reach an area that hasn't had an InterVarsity chapter for almost two decades. Now, this vision to reach every college campus and every corner of every campus is very exciting. You might hear me say, yes, that sounds wonderful. Yes, let's reach Stanford. Berkeley. Oh, how about international students? Oh, our children! We want to reach our children, yes! But when I tell people that the places where God has called me are community colleges or state colleges, I get a pause. I get a strange look and a raised eyebrow. And behind all of that are these questions. Those two? Isn't that hard? That's not very strategic, is it? Or maybe behind those questions are, oh, well, I don't want my children to be there. But for some reason, in these last 12 years of working in campus ministry, His Spirit continues to push me out to those places.
神的聖靈呢,是不斷的去催逼我去到這些社區學院裡面來傳福音。These
places that people may not care for as much.
這些地方可能有很多人都不是很想來。But
are actually so deeply entwined with our communities.
但其實這些地方跟那個社區是有很多千絲萬縷的關係。
And there are places in all of our lives, maybe not a community college campus, but we look at those places and we don't see their worth. Or maybe we have given up hope in those places. Our neighborhoods, our workplaces, our families. Now, while from our human perspective, we may see these places as abandoned,
在人的角度来看,
or lost cause or hard ground. As I'm continuously led by God to these campuses, I have learned that He is desperately in love with these places. God sees the disappointment and the heartbreak of our most undesirable corners. And He speaks new identity over those spaces. And He does it by sacrificially loving these places into new identity. And He invites us to experience that same renewal. And to call it out in those places where He loves so much. So this morning's passage we will read is read by a people whose homeland has been called one of those places. The people of Judah's homeland was decimated by conquest by the Babylonians. Everything from their walls to the very depths of their temple. It was all gone. For decades, they had actually been kidnapped by those powers to be shipped to foreign places all over the world. And the prophecies of Isaiah, who we're going to read from, were some of the last prophecies written during that time. Isaiah wrote these prophecies as a warning to the people that exile and destruction was coming if they did not turn back to God. Yet even if that happened, there would still be hope. And so the Jewish people held on to these scriptures during exile as a reminder that even if they had fallen so far, perhaps there was still hope. I will have you read this in Cantonese. I won't burden you with reading it in English. So.
为了食安的缘故，我必不振奋；为了耶路撒冷的缘故，我绝不静止。直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩像明灯发亮，列国必看见你的公义，众王必看见你的荣耀。人要给你起一个新名，是耶和华亲口指定的。你在耶和华的手中要作美丽的冠冕。 在你神的掌上要作君王的王冠，你必不再称为被撇弃的，你的地也必不再称为荒凉的，你却要称为我所喜悦的。你的地也要称为有丈夫的，因为耶和华喜悦你，你的地也必有丈夫。因为年轻人怎样娶处女，也建造你的也必怎样娶你。 新郎怎样与新娘欢乐，你的神也必怎样因你欢乐。耶路撒冷啊，我在你的城墙上设下了守望的人，那的昼夜必不增闻，替耶和华之名的啊，你不要静止，你们也不要让神静止，直到他建立耶路撒冷，等到他使耶路撒冷在地上成为受人赞美的城。
Amen. Today, as we look at this passage, we will reflect on the new identity that God promises our communities. How he fulfills that promise. And what our role as the church is. First, we notice that this prophetic passage is a proclamation of a new identity. On a land which evokes disappointment and failure. Both first as a reversal of disappointment, but also a redemption of their original identity. In verse 2, Isaiah actually declares that a new name will be bestowed by the Lord. But if there's a new name, perhaps is there an old name? In verse 4, the writer actually alludes to this old name. It used to be called the Promised Land, their home, promised to their forefathers, milk and honey. But now the real old name is desolate and deserted. As I said earlier, this land was given to the Israelites by God generations ago. They were given this land as a covenant relationship with God. That they would be a people defined by their relationship with God. But generation after generation of people and kings forgot and forgot. And each time the Lord would send his servants, the prophets, to remind them. And sometimes they would respond, and sometimes they wouldn't. And eventually, warning after warning was ignored. And their land was conquered. The walls of their capital were torn down. Their temple destroyed. They were stripped of their land as they were kidnapped and taken away in chains. Scattered throughout the world away from their home. Now the people who read these words from Isaiah, they are scattered. And with their political, spiritual, and cultural identities shattered. Can you imagine the feeling of regret and shame that these people felt any time someone mentioned their land? What are the places we look at and we feel that same sense of hopelessness and shame? Perhaps some of us look at parts of our city and think, well, what good can come from there?
We
When people talk about the town I live in, Salinas, all they say is, well, what about that murder rate? And what is going on with the homeless problem there? Homelessness, yeah.
Homelessness.
Yeah.
Sorry.
When people hear that, they say, maybe you should live somewhere else. Maybe some of you literally came from another land and were displaced by force. But even if we have not had the literal exile experience, there are places and areas in our life maybe physical or maybe metaphorical, spiritually, relationally. We have lost hope in those places. As I work with community college students, that loss of hope and shame is strong. Yet to these people filled with shame and hopelessness, not just to those people, but to us people, our hearts filled with hopelessness and shame. God proclaims that no longer shall their land be known as deserted and desolate. No longer will it be called a place of shame and humiliation, but shall be known as symbols of his authority and a place that is greatly desired. Where they had felt like their honor was lost and stolen from them, God gives their land a new identity. Where they had been stripped of pride and honor and called powerless, God proclaims that they in fact will be a symbol of his authority and royalty. He even goes as far to call the land, name it after one of their last queens, Hephzibah. This is one of the names of their last queens. This is restoring their identity as people of royalty. And even deeper beneath that being the name of a queen, the name literally means my delight is in her. This is in direct contrast to the shame of feeling unwanted. Throughout this passage, God emphasizes this using images of marriage throughout the passage.
你其實再睇深一層呢一段嘅經文裏邊，亦都係講到係好多關於係同呢個婚姻。
Like a royal diadem, which is a symbol of a chosen betrothal, you know?
講到呢個 royal diadem, 即係其實好似香港小姐咧有個細細地嘅冠咧，嗰個就係嗰個 diadem 嘅意思。
Calls the land Beulah, which literally means married.
再睇下第四節講到 Beulah 呢個字咧，亦都係講到係關於婚姻嘅關係。
God expresses that this land is so loved by Him.
啊，你真係見到神咧，其實係幾咁愛呢個嘅地方，又要恢復翻佢哋嗰個王室嘅地位。
And you see, in the bigger picture, renaming their land and identity is not just erasing the past.
你嚟去啊，即係一個宏觀啲嘅嚟去睇，再改個名咧，其實唔係淨係單止嚟去改變。
But God is reigniting their embedded communal identity.
神要重新嚟去燃烧呢个嘅社区，等佢有一个新嘅名字啊。
Because you see, their history is filled with their forefathers receiving new names.
佢哋嘅历史咧就系话，你即系嚟去睇翻佢哋以前以色列人嗰个历史，都系话不断嚟去有一个新嘅名字嘅。
Abram and Sarai now being called Abraham and Sarah.
講到亞伯蘭咧，佢嚟去攞咗一個新嘅名亞伯拉罕，撒拉咧，即係佢嘅太太咧，都攞咗個新嘅名 Sarah.
From Jacob to being named Israel.
仲有雅各咧，亦都攞咗個新嘅名係以色列。
If anything, proclaiming a new name is actually restoring the old relationship.
你嚟去見到佢哋攞咗個新嘅名，其實都係嚟去建立翻佢哋以前個唔同佢哋嘅關係。
Of a people whose identity has been changed by God，
神咧嚟去要改變，係俾咗一個新嘅身份佢哋。
Now, okay, these are great things. Maybe you're listening to me, and internally you're thinking, oh, this would be a great motivational poster.
啊，即係聽好似好聽，好似嚟去搞到我哋好興奮咁樣。
I'll admit, hope and new identities, they're good propaganda.
即係講到啲新嘅名字，其實都係一個幾好宣傳嘅方法，係咪？
Yeah, but you're probably thinking, but I have real problems. Those places have real problems. We've tried to solve them.
但係咧，其實當係喺嚟去講呢個口號嘅時候，有一個真正嘅問題，我哋係要嚟去解決。
Great ideas, but really, how will God do this?
嗰、那個諗法好好，但係神點樣嚟去改變咧？佢用乜嘢方法去做咧
？But I believe that how is answered by that last identity, married.
啊，但係即係我神咧都俾我睇到咧，神改變嗰個方法咧就係藉著呢個婚姻嘅關係嚟改變。
As many of you know, I'm getting married soon.
大家都知道咧，阿 Daniel 就嚟結婚啦。
It was announced. I've been thinking a lot about marriage.
其實 Daniel 都諗咗好多關於呢個婚姻嘅。
Marriage is more than just an emotional fling。
其實去結婚都唔係話淨係一時之間一時開心咪結咯。
Or what a lot of my non-Christian friends think it's just you living with another person, right？
哦，有好多非基督徒嘅朋友都嚟去講到啊，結婚咪好似兩人同居咁樣咯。
To marry someone means that actually you leave。The life you once lived on your own.
其實神都俾我睇到咧，呢個婚姻嘅關係就係話離開我以前自己嗰個單獨嘅生活。
You leave your independence and you say, "I am going to be committed to this other person."
唔再係單獨嘅生活，而係話我係嚟去依賴，我嚟亦都係嚟去委身去我嘅伴侶。
And not just the good-looking parts.It's saying, I'm committed to you, the parts that inspire me, and the parts that feel hopelessly broken, and the parts that might even hurt me.
其實講到嗰個委身啊，亦都係話委身落去一啲唔好嘅嘢，可能係甚至會令我傷心嘅地步，我都係要委身落去。
It means to be patient, not to run from fights.
神都俾我嚟去睇到，嚟嗰個委身係。要有耐性啊，唔好话打交就走人咁样。
And this is what God is saying about the land and the people。
神亦都嚟去俾我睇到婚姻呢个关系同埋呢个嘅地方。
I don't care how much you've strayed.
縱使你哋曾經係犯過咩嘅罪。
I don't care how hurt you are. I don't care how broken you are. I don't care how much you hurt me.
我都唔在理你嘅過往係話曾經讓我幾咁嘅心碎，你係犯過咩嘅罪。
I'm sticking with you and I'm not leaving.
神嘅委身去呢個地方就係話我都仲同埋你一齊，我都係想你改變。
And it's funny because we think marriage just changes your last name.
你有時諗下結婚係咪淨係改我哋嗰個姓呢？
But it requires deep change of identity in both parties.
其實亦都講到呢個婚姻亦都係要嚟去改變我哋個身份。
And you see, God didn't fulfill that promise just for Israel and its land.
神咧嚟去成就呢一個，亦都唔係話淨係俾以色列呢個地方。
You see, God looked at the hopelessness of humanity and all of creation.
不是只是以色列，而是说整个人类，他来去拯救我们。
And the creator, the builder, doubled down and said, I will love you.
亦都见到呢，神来去差遣主耶稣基督，来去 double down, 即是好像落重注来去爱我们。
And he changed his own identity and took on human flesh.
见到神呢，给了耶稣基督来去来去道成肉身，来到我们的中间，来去爱我们。
So that he could be with the people that he loved.
所以耶稣基督可以是同埋我哋一齐嚟去佢所爱嘅弟兄姊妹。
He experienced a fundamental emptying of his identity for our sake.
你见到耶稣基督真系倒空咗佢自己，系喺天上嚟去落到嚟同埋我哋一齐中间。
Experiencing our hunger and our pain, even to the depths of our lostness, death.
你見到耶穌基督佢真係嚟去嚟到世上嘅時候，嚟去經歷我哋有肚餓啊，有失望啊，係甚至有係經歷死亡。
The one prophesied to be a symbol of power of their past of King David。
你即係嚟去見到大呢個 King David 大衛王咧，都係有咁樣嚟去預言咗耶穌基督點樣嚟。
The one that was to be called the Prince of Peace, the Lion of Judah。
你即係見到主耶穌基督嚟到就係話好似係呢個。和平之君同埋犹大嘅狮子一样
，took on the identity of a slaughtered lamb。
佢嚟去攞咗一个被杀羔羊嘅身份。
He did this as an act of identity shifting love。
你真系见到佢，即系嚟去将佢成个身份都嚟去变咗。
Yet the lamb who was slain could not be held down by death and pain。
你見到被殺嘅羔羊唔能夠再被死亡嚟去控制。
But he rose victoriously with the power of his deep marriage commitment to creation.
佢卻係要勝過死亡嚟去復活，亦都係同人類係有一個好深刻嘅一個婚姻嘅關係。耶穌基督就係我哋嘅新郎。
So that we as individuals, as families, as communities could have a new name.
所以就係話，讓到我哋嘅社區、我哋嘅人類，甚至係有希望嘅，可以嚟去再翻去同神有呢個嘅關係。
We can be called beloved sons of God, people who experience eternal life springing up.
所以我哋有希望啊，可以再係嚟去話，我哋係神所愛嘅，我哋嚟去攞翻呢個新嘅身份。
That transforms us, creation, from the inside out.
Would you say that again?
That transforms us from the inside out.
亦都嚟去由里至外嘅嚟去改变咗我哋。
So then, what is our role?
咁我哋其实可以扮演咩角色呢
？What we haven't talked about are the beginning and end of this passage, where Isaiah calls the readers to be watchmen who take no rest.
其实一开头同埋一结尾呢段经文咧，我有少少系冇讲到，亦都系要嚟去提。其实我哋嘅角色系可以成为嗰个守望者。
Watchmen in that time stood on a wall and looked out at the distance for what is to come.
守望者就企喺城墙嘅上边嚟去睇住系有咩人嚟去入。
They're the first to see it and tell the city what is happening.
佢哋企喺城墙嘅上边系第一个嚟去见到系有咩好嘢或者系有咩危。
And this is the role. This is the role of the church. We are the ones that look out and see the beautiful identity transforming sight of the Lord.
守望者，我哋而家教会嘅责任就嚟去睇到神咧要嚟去点样嚟去改变呢个社区，嚟去改变我哋生命。
And we announced that this king was transformed our shame into honor.
当守望者来去见到君王要是来的时候，要来去拿走我们的羞愧的时候，
speaks hope into creation。
当他见到神来去对这个他受造之物来去宣告那个的希望。
We're called to be watchmen of these communities。
神都呼召我们来去成为守望者。
But you see, watchmen only stand watch over places that are deemed valuable。
守望者呢，只是会守望着一些是值得的地方。
And it's so easy to view places as unvaluable.
其实也都很容易是说看一些地方是没价值。
But God is calling for us to prophetically stand and say, no, those places, our places of shame are valuable.
但是神呢，对守望者的呼召，对我们的呼召就是说，就算那些我们觉得是不值的地方，神都叫我们来去守望。
Our workplaces, our schools, our families, our children.
那些我们的校园，我们工作的地方，甚至是我们的儿女。
We are to proclaim you are valuable.
我们要来去向那些我们忽略了的来去宣告，神是比他们有价值的。
The king approaches, open the gates.He comes to restore your honor and your hope.
是当君王临到的时候，他就会打开城门，是将这个希望来去倾倒出来。
We are heralds of his revival presence.
我们就是那个传好福音的人。
And we proclaim that there is no place too abandoned, no place too broken, no place too apathetic for God to not transform.
所以我们的宣告就是说，没有一个地方是会被遗弃，没有一个地方是神是撇弃了的，每一个地方都是有希望。
And he approaches with revival in his wings to breathe new life on our dead bones.
所以你真的见到神都来去是要向这些死了的地方来去吹气，是使他们复活过来。
As I close today, I sense that there are some of you here who are in need of that identity shifting love of God.
当我今日完结之前咧，我觉得我哋喺当中系有人系好需要呢个再嚟去呼骨，再嚟俾神嚟去吹呢个复活嘅气喺我哋身上。
Maybe you've been coming to church with a friend, or just accidentally showed up here today.
可能你嚟咗教会好耐，又或者你咁啱嚟到呢度。
But you've never experienced that identity shifting love of God.
可能你从来都没有经历过这个神给新名你的这个的经历。
Or maybe you've had that relationship with God before, but you've forgotten that new name.
可能神有跟过你立约，但你已经不记得了，神已经是给了这个新的名字。
Wherever you are with God, I believe that He has that new name for you.
无论你生命现在行到什么光景，神都会要给一个新的名字。
And that's where all of that is rooted for us to proclaim new names on places. We must realize that God gives us a new name.
所以呢，我们要来去察觉到神是真的给了这个新的名字。
But some of us have just held tight to that new name for ourselves.
我们有很多人呢，只是将这个新的名字来去找紧住，只是我们自己。
And you've lost hope for a place in your life.
在你生命有很多的地方，你都失去了希望。
Whether it be your workplace, your family, your neighborhood.
可能是你的邻舍，可能是你工作的地方，你已经失望。
Or maybe you haven't outright had loss of hope, but you've just been too busy to pay attention.
可能其实你都不是说失望，但是你说很忙很忙很忙。
But God pays attention to those places.
但是神呢，都没有放弃过你的地方。
And he has deep compassion for those places.
他很深深的、很深深的爱那些我们忽略了的地方。
And he's calling us, the church, to be watchmen.
神呢，都呼召我们教会成为那个守望者。
Not resting until the reality of his kingdom comes crashing into our reality.
不是说只是停留在地方，而是说守望者要见到神那个的现实要来去冲过来，这样来去临到，要倾倒给我们。
Church, will you awaken?
所以呢，教会我们要醒来。
O watchmen, give no rest until her vindication shines out like the dawn.
守望者，你们是 不要静止，要让神静静止，直到建立耶路撒冷。
Her salvation like a blazing torch.
你会见到咧，神咧嗰个嘅荣耀要系临到，好似早晨一样。
Will you look out and listen for that new name that God wants to give?
所以就让我哋嚟去听下神呢个新嘅名字。
I'm going to give us just a few seconds to listen to the Lord because I believe He wants to give you a new name.
我哋而家咧就一啲静默嘅时间嚟去听下神会讲个新嘅名。
Or maybe there's a place that God wants to rename in your life.
可能你生命有一个地步，神话要再俾一个新嘅名。
As we just spend a few minutes to reflect, I'm just going to open up for the Holy Spirit to speak new names.
我哋就喺呢几分钟嘅时间，就用圣灵嚟去同我哋讲一个新嘅名字。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我哋欢迎你。
Jesus, we have lived under these old identities for far too long.
耶稣，我哋过往好多日子都嚟去忘记咗。
Lord, we have called these other places with their old identities for too long too.
耶稣，有好多地方，有好多地步，我哋只嚟去讲嗰个旧嘅名。
Spirit, I ask right now that you would come and revive hope in us.
所以圣灵，我哋欢迎你嚟去再让嗰啲失去嘅嗰地步，俾我哋再嚟去活过来。
And Lord, would you speak that new identity into us?
所以神啊，就让呢个新嘅名字嚟去宣告喺我哋失去咗嘅地步。
Whether that be for our own souls,
可能系我哋嘅灵
，or the land that you are calling us to be watchmen over.
又或者你所俾过我哋嘅地界，你叫我哋嚟去睇住。
Speak new names now.
宣告你新嘅名字啦。
You may hear it as a soft whisper.
你可能听到神系好柔声嘅同你讲
，or maybe there's something in your mind that just can't keep getting out of your head。
可能你脑里边而家好混乱，有啲嘢你摆唔低。
That's the Spirit speaking。
其实呢个就系神嘅灵同你讲紧嘢。
Spirit, we take these new names。
所以神嘅灵啊，我哋就嚟攞住呢个新嘅名字。
Say, God, fill us with more of that vision of that new name.
所以神啊，我哋话，我哋有呢个新嘅名字，你俾我哋有更加多嘅意象。
Give us strength to keep proclaiming that that new name is possible.
你俾能力我哋嚟去宣告呢个新嘅名字系可以嘅。
Lord, give us the courage to not shut up until it becomes real.
神啊，你俾到我哋有勇气，话假如呢个新名唔系实现嘅时候，我哋会继续嚟去呼叫，因为神你嘅现实要喺我哋生命里边。
Lord, raise us up as watchmen over lands that are in desperate need of your revival.
神啊，就系嚟去升起我哋，让我哋每一个就能够成为嗰个守望者。
Thank you, Lord.
神啊，多谢你。
Amen.